Thank you. We're discussing honoring parents, and we are in Siman Resh Mem, in Yoredea, and we got up to yesterday Sif Yud Chet, and we talked about Mamzer even has to honor his parents. Bar Minan, we should ever know. Even a person has an evil parent, he's got to honor his parents. He's not allowed to go and do anything negative to the parent. If someone has to do anything negative, he shouldn't be him. Hire a nurse, hire someone else to do something negative. He should, the son or the daughter should not be doing something negative to the parents, like holding them down, blocking them, whatever. Okay, now we come to a very interesting Shulchan Aruch. Asu le'adam le'achbid olo al banav. A person is not allowed to be too strict with his children and put a heavy burden on them. You got to do this. He gives a person, give your child a big list to do every day. Make him like a slave. Asur. It's asur. Why is it asur? Takdek bechavodo. And also to demand. You got to honor me. You got to do this. Shlo yaviyum l'day mikshol. It shouldn't be a stumbling block for them. Why? Because then they can't keep it. They can't honor you. And therefore they'll give up. And they'll transgress Torah law of honoring. Get me this. Go run to the store. Run this. The whole poor fellow is running here, running there for his father or his mother. It's too much. You're going to make him sin. He's going to say, I can't do it anymore. So it's going to make a person sin. A person should be easygoing with their children, especially older children. Forgive. And don't pay attention. It's very hard sometimes. I have a few kids. So one kid, he calls me every day. The other kid calls me once a week. And the other kid calls me once a year. So now, what's going on? I mean, why this guy calls me every day? This one calls me once a week. This one calls me once a year. What's going on with you? Twice a year, whatever. So father would get upset, The mother would get upset. How come he doesn't call? So a person's got to forgive their children. Because it's very, very important. The parents don't bear bad grudge against their children because that causes tremendous avon to the children. Causes tremendous demerits for the children. And that's why Erev Yom Kippur, a person's got to go and ask their parents for forgiveness. Mm. Just in case they did something wrong. It's very, very important. So the Shulchan says a very interesting thing psychologically. The parent should not be too demanding from his children. Mm. Why? He's going to make the child sin. And also, the parent should know how to turn a blind eye to the children. Some of their children are rude, some of their children didn't do anything properly. You've got to learn how to forgive and forget. It's very important for the parents to forgive and forget. She'av she'machal al kvodo kvodo machul. A parent can't forgive their honor. We said yesterday, a king cannot forgive his honor. Why? Because the honor of the king is the honor of the nation. The king can't forgive his honor because his honor is the honor of all the people around. Whereas a parent can forgive his honor. Okay, so very good. Kaf. Hamakeh livano. Gadol. A person who hits his oldest son or elder son. Once your children reach a certain age and you whack them, what are they going to do? They'll whack you back. Imagine. So can imagine. The question is, what age is this? So today it's getting earlier and earlier. Today teenagers, don't beat a teenager. He's going to smack you.
Didn't that apply to any age, son?
What if he's a young kid? He's not going to hit you back. He's going to scream at you or whatever. He'll threaten you with diapers, whatever. He'll say it's child abuse. But it depends on the age. If you know he's got to the age where he's going to smack you back, you're going to cause him to smack you. You're going to cause him to trip up. And if it's a bit... So today we don't. Today, but those days, I'm saying even in the days where it was allowed to smack your son. Be careful.
What I'm saying is you have three kids and they're close in age. I mean, I know you just made the reference never to smack your oldest son. But
no, not oldest son, old.
Oh, old son. Oh, okay.
Because when they get a certain age,
okay.
You know they're going to smack you back. That's the age. That's the cutoff. So in those days, imagine we're going to see the Ramah says 22 years old. Don't smack your son over 22 or 24 years old. Imagine. It was under 22, 24. It's very common that you whack their son. And the son would just keep quiet. But once he becomes a man, you whack your son who's a man, you're going to ask for trouble. So that's a very important rule. Today's society especially, you can't hit your children over a certain age. They're going to react. And they're going to sin. It's going to cause them to sin against you. Hamakeh libno agadol, the person who whacks his child who is elder already, in those days the rabbis would put the father in nidui. They would excommunicate the father. Because they're putting a trap on the son. He hit his son. And we know the son's going to retaliate. And so this father caused the son to retaliate. And therefore the father is in cherem. The rabbis will put him in cherem. Shari over lifna ever lo te mishol. Don't put a stumbling block in front of the blind. Pelomi kri gadol lo devaze rak achar kaf bet shana or kaf dalet shana. The Rama says, how old is old? Over 22 or 24 years old. That was in those days. Today's, I don't know, 10, 11, 12. Well, the kid's going to smack you back if you hit him. You know, teenagers for sure. So again, it's not advocated today. Corporal punishment is not advocated. Baruch Hashem. It's a good thing. It's a good thing and a bad thing. The bad part of it is, so you don't have corporal punishment. What do you have? You have mind games. In a sense, mind games are worse because children go crazy. It drives the children crazy. You have to play games with the children. If you do this, this, if you do this, you play mind games with the child gets messed up as well. So sometimes a whack is better than a mind game, you know, because you have kids today with psychological problems because of what the parents are doing to them. So it's not physical abuse, it's mental abuse.
So conversely, when a parent, where two parents bless their children, what's that? Is that something different?
No. Same blessing you just lit. Same blessing you just lit.
Really?
That's the blessing we bless our children. The Birkat Kohanim, the Kohen's blessing. The Kohen's blessing.
And you could say
Friday night, that's what the blessing we say. Kiddush, we bless our children with the blessing of the Kohen. That's the main blessing in the Torah. That is the main blessing.
Really?
Yeah. And we bless this Friday we bless the Chatan and Kala. We bless the bride and groom under the chuppah. We get the Kohanim to come and bless them.
Really?
Yeah, it's a beautiful minhag. It's all a minhag, it's not obligatory. Okay, now we come to a person's...
The stereotype Jewish family lays guilt on the kid.
Yeah, that's called psychological warfare.
And we use the same.
Yeah, so it's dangerous. A person's got to know. There's physical abuse and there's mental abuse. So sometimes mental abuse is worse and therefore it causes the children to become cuckoo.
You see it,
children are messed up today.
You said before, like, if you have kids, one of them doesn't call for a long time, can you indirectly kind of...
Of course, you can do what you want, just make sure it's not going to help sometimes.
Sometimes I would say, you know, I call my mother every day.
Yeah, you can say whatever you want, say, talk.
But I mean, it's not directly...
No, for sure, 100%, yeah. I agree with you. You can tell them a story, you know, there's a guy with three kids, one kid called every day, one kid called once a week, one called once a year. You can tell him about it. You're not talking about you. I'm not talking about you. Of course not. Let him get the message. You know what I mean? Sometimes kids have a grudge against a parent. They don't tell him. But you can see how they act. There's something going on over there, which is unfortunate. So but a child has got to forgive their parents as well. We have to know, our parents are also human beings. They weren't educated to be child raisers. You know, parents today don't know how to be. There's so many books today on child raising. How to do this. And with all those books, all the parents are failing. Phew. They don't know how to raise children. Mm. It's not something that comes naturally. You think it'll come naturally.
Yeah.
So what do you do? You tell the kid, do this, and the kid does something else. What are you going to do? What does a parent do? Mm. I'm saying, you have to learn the test. It's an art. The key is to have a good role model in the house. One good kid in the house, hopefully the oldest kid. That's why you got to spend your most time with the oldest kid. If the oldest kid is behaving, usually number two is the biggest problem. I know, I was number two.
What about if it's a boy?
Number two is the biggest problem. Because he's the rival to number one, usually. And there's a little bit of rivalry over there.
What about if it's boy, then girl, or girl, then boy?
So boy at first is very tough. It's very tough to have a boy, unless he's a very nice boy. I'm very fortunate. I had a Sadiq firstborn, thank God. Baruch Hashem. Good. Plus, he was a psychologist. He knew how to handle kids more than I could. Amazing. He's amazing, that kid.
How do you keep forgiving your parents if they keep doing the same thing?
What are you going to do? They're your parents. We said yesterday, you're not allowed to dishonor your parents. You can't dishonor them. So what do you do if they keep doing the same thing? Keep trying to avoid it. Keep away. Don't go involved so much. You know what I mean? It's hard. Dealing with parents is the hardest thing. It's the hardest mitzvah. Because you're dealing with the flesh and blood. Someone who is rational. Sometimes parents don't think rationally. And especially with children, your parents need help. That's where the honor is. Honor is when they need help. There's no honor when they don't need help. There's honor when they need help.
What happens when they make comparisons between one sibling and another?
Everyone does that.
Child and another.
I know.
What?
It's a problem. It is a problem, but...
Worst thing in the world.
It's worst, but it's natural. Don't forget, it's natural. I told you, one kid calls you every day. The other kid calls you once a week. The other kid calls you once a year. What do you do? You don't make comparisons?
Make comparisons in your own head, but don't voice it.
Okay. You can't say, the other guy's better. I like this guy better than you. Because the guy feels already he's lost. He's lost. He lost hope, and he might as well give up. That's why in Jewish law, Yewish is the worst thing. Especially never give up hope. My Breslov, right? Never give up hope. Always be happy and faith. Faith.
It's like the rabbis who lecture the Balei Tshuva.
There's no hope for you. You're gone. You're dead. You're dead meat. What do you mean no hope for you? What do you mean? In God's world, everything has hope. We live on hope. All of us live on hope. Mashiach will come. Someone keeps asking me, he says, my year sof. So I know the sof, the end is going to be very good. There's no question about that. The question is what's going to happen in the meantime. The end isn't for sure good. So we just have to get to the end. We just have to this process. Well, first we're going to think, you know, this is temporary. Everything will end one day. Anyway, let's continue. Hayav Adam Lechabed Eshet Aviv. So now you have a father and your father remarried. What is your mitzvah to your father's new wife, your stepmother? Is there an obligation to honor your stepmother? And the answer is yes, through the father. Since you have to honor your father, this is now your father's wife. You have to honor her through your father. And same thing applies to the mother. The mother remarried and married a new guy, your stepfather. So you have three parents to honor. But you honor the new other parent through your mother's honor. Which means, if the father divorced his second wife, there's no more honor anymore. She's not your mother. She was your mother because of marriage. So you're honoring her through the father. Well, now the father divorced her. Okay?
Yeah, but she gave birth to you.
No, stepmother.
Oh, stepmother.
Second wife.
Second.
Your father got divorced from the first wife. His first wife passed away. That's your mother. Your mother passed away or she got divorced.
Yes.
And he married another wife. You have to honor the second wife because... She's married to your father.
Right.
To the honor of the father.
Or a co-wife.
What are the rules of negiyah for step-parents and kids?
Very good question. It's a very adopted question. Let's say adopted parents. It's a very good question, and there's a few beautiful Rav Moshe Feinstein. So it depends at what age they were adopted. And it's a very big problem with stepchildren. It's a very big problem. There's yichud issues. If the girl was adopted or there was stepdaughter at a very young age and she got used to this guy as his father and he got used to her as his daughter, Rav Moshe Feinstein says, there's no issue. It's like a father and daughter. But if they got married later on and the girl's already, I don't know, 3-4 years old, it's not like your daughter. So there's problems. Yichud, you can't touch her. It's big problems. Big headache. Big headaches.
It's just interesting.
The same thing adopting a girl.
Right.
You're adopting the same thing adopting a boy. People don't realize it's yichud with a boy. You adopt a boy at the age of 5, the mother's not like her son. So he's now 9 years old, so for the mother to be alone with the boy. She can't be alone.
I just find it interesting.
So brother and sister, stepsisters and brothers, big problem.
Right. You're obligated to respect the step-parent.
Yes, as long as they're married.
When it comes to shaking their hand, that's outside of the realm of respect.
Of course. She's not your mother. She's not your mother.
But it's, really? Isn't that considered respectful?
No, it's not respectful. It's Isur Negia. Erva. So your mother is the only one, your mother and your grandmother and your daughter and your granddaughter.
How about your aunt?
No.
Why?
Don't touch your aunt. She's someone else's wife.
Yeah, but it's your grandmother's sister.
Your grandmother's sister, not grand aunt.
It's a great aunt.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah, that's true.
And still, it doesn't make a difference. The only woman a man is allowed to touch is, number one, his wife, Baruch Hashem. And only 2 weeks a month. Even that's limited. It's amazing. Judaism is the hardest, toughest religion in that respect, I think. Number two is your mother, Baruch Hashem, and your daughter, and your grandmother, and your granddaughter, according to Rav Moshe Feinstein. Baruch Hashem for that.
Wow.
Plus, there's no yichud for them. But there's yichud for your sister. Even your sister, the Rambam says, even though it's allowed to touch your sister, you shouldn't.
Why?
It's disgusting, he says. So hug your kiss.
Say
kiss.
Hello, and you've never seen her.
You can say hello as much as time. You want, but just don't kiss her and don't hug her. It's disgusting. That's what the Rambam says. I'm just telling you what the Rambam says.
Is there another opinion?
No. The Torah law, you're allowed to. The Torah allows it.
Oh.
The Rambam says it's disgusting.
I think Lakewood has a problem with grandkids too.
Whatever. The Rambam Moshe Feinstein allows it. I'm just telling the lead's opinion. I don't give you all. Obviously, there's strict opinions as well. I'm giving you lead's opinions.
Great-grandmother?
It's like your mother.
Let's recap.
Okay. So, let's recap.
Yeah.
So we're discussing how this conversation got pulled in a different direction. Thank you so much. A person had a son, okay? Yitzhak and Rivka had Yaakov. So this is hypothetical. This is not the original Yitzhak and Rivka, okay? Yitzhak and Rivka had Yaakov. Rivka passes away. Yitzhak marries a second wife, Leah. And what is Yaakov's respect and honor for Leah? Does he have to have honor and respect Leah? And the answer is? Yes. How?
Through the father.
Through the father. He has a mitzvah to honor his father. He has to honor his father's wife. That's part of the mitzvah of honoring your father. But if he divorced Leah, if Yitzhak divorces Leah, Yaakov has no obligation to Leah. However, let's see the Shulchan. He has a caveat over here. As long as his father is alive, he has to honor his father's wife, the second wife. And same thing, as long as his mother's alive, he has to honor the stepfather. After they die, or they got divorced, he doesn't have to honor them. And then he says, look at this, caveat. Mikol makom, davar chagun lechabdam. Nevertheless, it's fitting, it's good to honor them even after the father died or after the mother died. I have a case here in Shul, amazing case. A very wealthy guy in town, I'm not mentioning any names, who married this woman's mother. He married her and she died with very severe pancreatic cancer within a year she died. Nice. So this was her stepfather through her mother. And now the stepfather's like, he's got whatever, he's sick, he's old, she goes to visit him every Shabbat. They're very close contact. So that's exactly what we're talking about. It's not obligatory, why? Because her mother's dead, he's not the husband of the mother anymore. But since he was at one time the husband of the mother, she goes and visits, very amazing. Exactly what the Shulchan Aruch says, davar hagun, it's something which is fitting, something which is very, very good. So that's midot. That's good traits. She has good traits. She goes, amazing.
Caring for him is okay?
She's not alone with him. He has a kid, he has a wife, he has another wife, and he has a caretaker, don't worry. She's never alone with him. Okay. So that's the case. Kapit. Hayav Adam b'chavod achiv agadol. Wow. It includes, how do we know your older brother? Kaved et avicha ve et imecha. The extra et comes to add your
older brother.
Is that your oldest brother? Your older brother? What about your older sister? Oldest. Those are the questions we have over here. I just want to read the Shulchan Aruch. Chayav adam b'chavod achiv hagadol. It's an obligation on a person to honor their oldest brother. Benchu achiv me'aviv, whether it's a stepbrother from the father, benchu achiv me'imo, whether it's a stepbrother from his mother. And even if the younger brother is a big Talmid Chacham, he still has to honor his older brother. Okay. So let's look at the commentaries over here. Because he doesn't talk about your older sister, he doesn't talk about older brothers. So there's a machlok between the Rambam and the Ramban. Im chayav lechabed achiv hagadol af leachar mitat aviv v'imo. So is your oldest brother connected, or you're honoring them because of your parents? Is the honor due to your oldest brother due to the parents' honor? Or is it something else? Machlok at Rambam and Ramban. If your parents died, you still have to honor your oldest brother. Because the Torah says, Kaved et avicha ve et imecha. It's linked to honor of your father and your mother. So therefore, if the father and mother are dead, it's like they're kibiachol, the second wife or the second husband. Very, very interesting and fascinating. Why? Because the honor due to the oldest brother is the honor of the parents. Beautiful, amazing. As long as the parents are alive. That's a big machloket over here between the Rambam and the Ramban. Achiv gadol. Berhet says, only your oldest brother, not your oldest sister.
Yes. It's been working.
So that seems to be more Ashkenazi opinion.
What's the Sephardic opinion? Rabbi?
So, Medin Derech Eretz, he says. There's no obligation to honor your sister, but it's Derech Eretz. It's manners. She's older than you, let her have her say first. So manners. There's manners. There's interesting. There's obligation of honoring parents, and there's manners as well. So there's two different issues over here. So you're right. From because of honoring parents, you don't have to honor your older sister. But because of manners, she's older. So you do. So interesting, beautiful. So a person's got to use the common sense. There's no, okay, I don't have to honor my older sister, but derech eretz, you have to have. Before the Torah was given, you had to have derech eretz. Derech eretz kadma la Torah. Derech eretz comes first. Number one priority in life is derech eretz. Derech eretz. Person has no manners, zero. All his Torah is worthless. Why? It's a nezim zahav ve'af chazir. It's a gold ring in the nose of a pig. Wow. If a person acts like a pig and he learns Torah, his nose ring is like a gold nose ring. The Torah is a gold nose ring and the nose of a pig. Terrible. The person's not honest. He's dishonest in business. He's terrible. The person doesn't speak properly to people. He starts shouting at people, calls them names. Heck with you, hell with you. Kind of attitude that's not a Jewish attitude. That's derecherez. No, derecherez. Okay, we are moving on.
You see it a lot with the waiters. How they speak to waiters.
So now look at this case. This is a very amazing case. It's a very unusual case. You have two brothers. The older brother is Am Haaretz. The younger brother is a Talmid Chacham. He's a rabbi. Okay? And what happens? The older brother got mad with the younger brother, started cursing him, abusing him, cursing him. And this younger brother is a rabbi, put him in a cherem. Put the older brother in a cherem. Yafe asa. It's good he did that. The kibbutz eno nosei panim l'Torah, eno osei maasei. Amcha. Since he didn't do what the Torah requires to give honor to the Torah, he's not doing v'aftarecha kamocha. He's not doing v'aftarecha kamocha, and therefore he doesn't deserve honor. He can lose his honor. If he doesn't respect, imagine, he doesn't respect his brothers, the Talmid Chacham, he loses honor. Anyway, interesting.
It's not the same as
Kibbutz. Definitely. It's not, no. It's the honor due to, we didn't get there yet. The honor due to a rabbi, we're coming to that. We didn't get there yet. It's a totally different section. Now we come to, what about one's in-laws? Someone asked me this already. Hayav Adam lechabed Hamiv. A person has to honor his father-in-law. Obviously his father, mother-in-law as well. So you call them the outlaws. In-laws and the outlaws. Hayav Adam lechabed Hamiv. I'll repeat it. A person has to obligate it to honor their in-laws. It's for Shalom Bayit purposes, for sure. It's your wife and it's her parents. Or it's your wife, it's your parents, and it's her. She has to honor your parents, and you have to honor her parents. Yesh omrim, de'en adam chaya bechavod avi aviv. Now we come to, what about grandparents? Do you have to honor your grandparents?
This is the Ramah. This is Ram,
Rabbanan.
This is not the writer.
We'll see. This is the Ramah. It's interesting, Ramah. This is the Ashkenazi opinion. Yesh omrim, de'en adam chaya. So let's just recap. If you have to honor your father's wife, your second wife, wouldn't you have to honor his father?
Yeah.
Is there a difference between honoring your stepmother or honoring your father, your grandfather? There is a difference. Why? What's the difference?
What?
Because you have to honor your father.
Right.
Your father has to honor his father.
Right.
Your father doesn't have to honor his wife. Well, they're hers. But you have to honor her because it's directly linked to the honor of your father. So the question is the honor due to the grandfather directly linked to the honor of the father? I think it is. Ramah says, yesh omrim shelo.
But if they give you two conflicting instructions, then
Of course your father comes first. Of course your father comes first. So let's see, this is Ramah. Yesh omrim. He brings it on. Yesh omrim. Then adam chaya bechavod avi aviv. The person does not have to honor his grandfather. Ve'eno nireli, the Ramah says, doesn't appear to me to be right. This is wrong. You have to honor your grandfather as well, but your father's honor comes before your grandfather's honor.
Right.
Exactly what we said. So Ramah knocks out this opinion. He brings it down as the Yesh Omrim, and he knocks it out, and therefore the bottom line is, you have to honor your grandfather, but your father comes first. Your father says, do this. Grandfather says, do this. So wait in line. Father says, get me a glass of water. That's honor. Give me a glass of water. And the grandfather, your grandfather says, get me a glass of water, the father comes first. But usually what happens is, if the father's smart, he'll say, honor your grandfather. Because it's his job to honor his father.
Yeah.
So he'll say, tell son, look after my father first. Then he's honoring his father. Okay, we're now moving on. Im av rotze lisharet et haben. Is the father allowed to serve his son? Hear that? The father wants to bring his son a glass of water. It happens with mothers all the time. This is not fathers, mothers. Here, son, bring some food, drink, set the table for you, make the bed for you, I'll do everything for you, pack your suitcase for you. So if the father or mother want to serve their son, is he allowed to accept it or not? Your father says, you know, I bought you a brand new car. Mutar.
Why?
You're allowed to unless your father is a rabbi. Mm-hmm. Hear that?
Well. What? What, Yossi?
And I'm Ken Ha'av Min Ben Torah. Why? Because then you're mishtamish b'tamish hacham. That's a different issue. Father, no problem. Your father can be mochen is kabod. So a person shouldn't be mishtamish b'tamish hacham. That's something else. Very interesting.
What is it? What do you do when you have guests? When you're serving them?
Explain. So the famous Gemara. The Gemara says the rabbis were sitting in Rabban Gamliel's house. And Rabban Gamliel was the chief rabbi of Israel, and he was serving them. Right. I can't remember who stood up and said, it's not right that you should be serving us. They said, what are you talking about? Abraham Avinu stood up and served the Arabs. They didn't know they were angels.
Right.
The angels. So if he can serve the Arabs, then how much more so we could, Rabban Gamliel could serve us? And that's halacha. Bottom line. In other words, they're all rabbis. Not just... But if a person, whatever, there's a separate mitzvah. There's no mitzvah of looking after your children in the sense someone else can look after. Someone else can bring them the food. You don't have to be the only one. Unless they're little babies, obviously. We're talking about an adult. We're talking about a grown-up child. And the father's a rabbi and he brings them. Yeah, take the food. Take. What do you mean? Daddy, I'll do it myself. That's what you should say. The child should be serving the father, not the father serving the child. But otherwise, it's okay. It's okay for a child to serve his, for the father to serve his child. But the father is something else. Tamid Hacham, then he shouldn't be serving the child. Okay.
What's the definition of a Tamid Chacham?
So the Gemara says no such thing. Okay. Today, there's no such thing. Let's look at Rashi over there. Rashi says, Misha Shemesh Hachami. It's all about Shemush. So a lot of people say today there's no din of Tamid Chacham. So today is probably okay. Tamid Shosel Lech Makom Acher. I just finished off this halacha. It's the last halacha in Hilchot Kibud Abayim. A student who wants to go to a different place to learn Torah wants to go to Israel to learn. And his parents say, no, we don't want you to go. They're right about you. I heard it's dangerous in that area. It's right like today. It's dangerous over there. Ain't Sarich Lishmo Al Aviv Azeh. To learn Torah, you don't have to listen to your parents. Even if the parents say, learn over here, I'm not telling you not to go. Go to Yeshiva Lakewood. No, I want to go to Israel. But it's dangerous, whatever, there's terrorists or whatever.
Who's paying
He's allowed
ticket?
To go.
Who's paying the ticket?
This is pay your own ticket.
This is Ramah.
This is a Shulchan.
Fundraise.
Now we come to a very interesting case. Similarly, the father says, I don't want you to marry this woman. Marry someone else.
Wow.
So it depends. We're gonna see this in Eben Ezer. This is the law of Eben Ezer. He doesn't have to listen to his father unless the woman has got bad midot. The woman has bad traits. And the father has good grounds to say no. Jewish grounds. Not just thumb, I don't like her face. I don't like this girl. He has to have grounds. She doesn't have good nidot. She's not religious enough. Those are good grounds. But otherwise, the son doesn't have to listen to his parents.